This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. What do you think about the war the U.S. fought in Afghanistan? Was it worth it? We've got a new look at Americans' answer to that question this morning. Here's Sagar Magani.
Roughly two-thirds in an AP NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll doubt America's longest war was worthwhile. They were surveyed over a five-day period ending Monday as the Taliban were returning to power. President Biden standing firmly behind his decision to end the war and betting most Americans agree. Nearly 20 years after 9/11, more Americans say they perceive the major national security threats as being internal.
The U.S. military continues to evacuate at-risk Afghans and others from the airport in Kabul, Afghanistan. This morning, President Biden said it was no longer rational to continue to focus U.S. military power in Afghanistan. Are you going to get a COVID booster shot? Health officials are rolling out a plan that would have Americans get a third COVID shot beginning the week of September 20th. This is if you got a Pfizer or Moderna vaccine. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky told the Today Show they're hoping that the booster will give you a higher level of protection.
Not just against the Delta variant, but against a broad range of variants, but it might also decrease the level of virus that you have and make it less transmissible.
If you got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, you'll probably need a booster, they say, but they're waiting for more data. The number of people who applied for unemployment fell last week for a fourth straight time to a pandemic low, the latest sign that America's job market is rebounding from the pandemic recession. Employers are boosting hiring to meet a surge in consumer demand. Toyota is scaling back its production by 40%. Tens of thousands of vehicles meant for the U.S. will not be produced as the surging pandemic crimps parts supplies. This is AP News. Tensions are building in Haiti as aid has been slow to trickle in after that powerful earthquake that killed more than 2,000 people. It was followed by a tropical storm. The AP's Karen Chamas.
As throngs of people gathered outside the local airport in Les Cayes in southwestern Haiti, police fired two shots to disperse the crowd. People had come to see the arrival of an aid shipment being loaded onto waiting trucks. Many are complaining that they have no resources for shelter from recent heavy rain, after more than 7,000 homes were destroyed in the quake. International aid worker Austin Holmes says hospitals in the worst hit areas need urgent help.
Hospitals just like this are in bad need of medical reinforcement, supplies, medications.
Haiti's Prime Minister Ariel Henry urged all organized groups to come and help the rescue efforts. I'm Karen Chamas.
Here in the U.S., home construction fell by a sharp 7% in July. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.